Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
With new Tato Cheese Cheese, the big cheese flavour that will melt in your mouth.
So how's the sponsor relationship going?
All one way as far as I can see. I ain't got nothing. I ain't got a single bag of Tato.
No, you did. You got three packets the other day.
No, this wasn't Cheese Tees. This is some new flavours they had. Brisket, and which were delicious, by the way. But it wasn't. I'm waiting on whatever Cheese Tees is. I want to experience this Tato sort of, yeah.
I thought now that like they sponsor Dave's World, it'll be golf outings. Oh. You know, it'll be like kind of a GP and pharmaceutical company relationship.
I'm assuming the same thing, Mr. Tato. So if you like, want to start.
Las Vegas junkets.
Oh, listen, I'd take, you know, a trip around Tato Park at this point. With you. If I could go see an alpaca, I'd be quite happy. Listen, lads,
but an alpaca on the roller coaster.
Of course. You can get in touch with me if you ever have a question that you think only Dave's World can answer. And by Dave's World, I mean, I'll see what I can Google on your behalf. But anyway, Shane Breen had got on to me and he DM'd me. I think it was on Twitter. I'm at Dave Today FM on all social media. And he DM'd me and he said, Dave, I have a question for you for Dave's World. Can you tell me why I can easily lift my son when his body is relaxed? But when he tenses up, it becomes almost impossible to lift him. How does tensing up make the body any heavier? Thanks in advance. Shane, first of all, it doesn't make the body any heavier. What it does do is, and there are lots of things you can do, but tensing is one, where you make it more difficult for the lifting person. So you're not actually changing the mass of your body, obviously, but you're having an impact on leverage, which is how someone's going to lift you up, and your center of mass by moving it around. So, for example, take the lift that Patrick Swayze does of Baby in Dirty Dancing, right? So she runs at him and she leaps, meaning her center of gravity, which is in and around her belly or whatever, has lifted right up to, say, about his chest area. And then she's got momentum. And so the leverage for him is, I need to almost catch her and put her above my head. Now, keeping her up there is a feat of strength that's impressive.
Not to be tried in an Irish wedding.
You and I did that for an ad campaign, if you remember.
Yeah, yeah.
You were a baby, I was Swayze, yeah. I lifted you up over my head.
And I was such a convincing girl, no one knew it was me.
Yeah, he's...
I had quite good legs.
Quite good, a lot of things, but we won't talk about that. So, that's what's happening. So you're moving your centre of gravity. If Baby was lying on the ground, like floppy... Like, you know, yeah. Someone just went, no, I'm just lying here, whatever. It's really hard because their center of gravity is so low.
If she was in the corner.
If she had been lying in the corner, it would have been impossible to get her out. Not impossible. Very difficult to get her out of the corner. But if you get sufficient leverage underneath someone's center of mass. So have you ever seen those horrible tackles you see in rugby where somebody gets someone and they're down below their knees and they can literally stand up and carry this giant man up in the sky? Mm. You kind of go, how can they do that? The reason they can do that is because they are below that person's center of mass. It's already above where they need to go. And then by standing up or jumping or whatever they're doing, it's much easier to lift that person. So the tensing and the flexing that Shane mentions, what you're doing there is you're just moving the center of mass around and almost being awkward to the person who's trying to lift you. So another thing, I think you mentioned your daughter. Does your daughter go floppy?
Rosie's 9, but she tenses up. She stands like a tin soldier, puts her arms beside her side,
yeah,
and goes, now try and lift me. And then she's like unbelievably, oh no, what does she do? Maybe she just goes floppy. Oh yeah, sorry, wrong.
So if she's tight.
Yeah, so she just goes, I weigh like a ton of potatoes. Now try and lift me. And it does seem like she's heavier.
Yeah, so what's happening there is, by being floppy, what you're doing is, if you ever tried to lift a heavy weight, like say a dumbbell. Dumbbell's really balanced. Mm. It has two weights either side, a handle in the middle, and you lift up a 25 kilo dumbbell. It's heavy, but you can do it because it's built to be balanced. If you try and lift up a 25 kilo bag of rice, say there was enough room in the bag of rice for 50 kilos, there's 25, it's going to move left, it's going to move right, it's going to be completely imbalanced. And that's what she's doing. When she's going all floppy, she's not letting her center of mass stay in one position to give you an advantage to balance it out and lift her up. She's just going, no.
She's just trying to annoy her dad.
Well, there is that. Yeah. She's doing a damn fine job. Keep it up, Rosie. There is another thing I found out, and I haven't been able to test this yet because I just found it this morning. It says you can keep someone in a seated position by pressing against their forehead because they can't get their center of mass above their feet. Now, I presume sitting on the ground. So you're sitting on the ground, and if I just put my hand on your head, you won't be able to get up. Without me, like...
Well, there's a pretty easy way to debunk this.
We'll try it during the song. How about that? And we'll see.
No, we'll try it now.
We'll try it now during... Okay, right, so I'll go around over there. So you sit on the ground.
You stay by the mic and I'll come over to you.
Okay. I was going to go to your mic, but yeah. Okay, so sit down here. Obviously, Dermot and I are in the social bubble, so this is okay. Now, I'm just going to put my hand on your forehead and you just get up.
Well, you're pushing me into
the
floor.
No, I'm not. No, trust me, I'm not. I'm barely touching you.
Okay.
Go on.
You're pushing me onto the
floor. I'm not putting any weight behind this. No, he can't. He can't get up. So there you go. That's proof that that is actually correct. If you do put your hand on someone's head, they won't be able to get up. Now, there you go. That was pretty visual for radio, but it was good fun. If you ever have a question like Shane you want answered, all you got to do is DM me. I'm at DaveTodayFM on social media. Send me a message and I'll do my best for you.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.